Hello, people. Welcome back to the Weekly Stand-Up. This is a place where I usually spaz about boy groups, and where Pao usually spazzes about girl groups. So, since we talked about a boy group member last time,
it is very equal.
We're now going to talk about...
we take turns.
Yes, we're now going to talk about some girl groups. Pao will lead the way.
We are on another journey.
Yeah.
Another destination, I think I called it the last episode. I think the reason why I chose these two groups is because they, I think, represent a lot of where I think K-pop is headed, like a lot of where the money is being put in, at least by production companies. Specifically, two sides to it, right? One is, I think, the concepts, the lore building. Before, it used to be like, oh, we'll do like a song and then we'll build the lore around the song. But now it's like lore first.
Yeah.
And then we create the songs from the whole concept.
True.
So sometimes it's not even the music that draws you into the group. It's just
it's the
concept. It's the lore. Yeah. Exactly. And then the second part of it is, I think there's a lot more hip-hop, like R&B. It's not just like the K-hip-hop, K-R&B that we've talked about in previous episodes. But I think that even the genre that maybe girl groups in particular, but maybe even boy groups also, like, are getting into is, it's a lot more prevalent. And there are probably some differing opinions on, you know, oh, like K-pop's becoming too hip-hop or what, or, you know... They really want it to just be hip-hop.
So, but
I find it pretty interesting, like, those two things. I mean, of course, there are probably a ton of other directions, but these, I think, at least from my perspective, are stuff that's getting really popular. And obviously, these two groups, if you don't live under a rock, I guess, like, you probably know them already.
Hey, at least this one, I listen. I mean,
even if you don't listen, like, you probably would have encountered your songs one or another. Like, it's almost
the algorithm,
unavoidable. Like, even memes have been made of
songs. And, like, so, I feel other people's, like, for example, I'm a fan of NCT. People will make edits of
Using the
NCT
song.
NCT members using the song. Correct.
Or, like, they'll title the edit as the fan edit as, like, oh, this group is a fan of other group songs.
I mean, do what you gotta do, right?
Sure. Get those views.
Yeah.
Just like us.
I was gonna say, we do that too.
we're all in this together.
Yes. So.
So I haven't said.
Yeah.
So the first one we're doing is NewJeans. I decided to show Mika like the music video of Ditto.
I haven't actually watched it. I know the song, but I haven't watched it.
Because I think the music video in particular just hammers down the whole concept, lore. Even on its own, like, if you watched it as like a, I don't know, like a short movie or whatever, it's a pretty interesting storyline. And there's a whole like follow-up content that I wanted to talk about also. So we'll do that first. I think the interesting thing is, like, NewJeans has this whole like retro late 90s, early 2000s kind of concept. For this particular song, they did like a side A, side B, which should be familiar to those of us who have listened to cassette tapes before, which have a side A and a side B. So I think they just, you know, that's again one example of the whole concept thing. So I think let's just get into it, and then we can, you know, have a processing afterwards.
Before we do that, can you dance? Oh my god. Okay, let's spare the viewers. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I feel like the very few viewers we already have are just, you know, dislike.
Stay. We're going to react.
Don't go. Okay.
This is side A. Let's go.
Yeah. VHS tape.
Okay, let me remove the ad. Sorry.
Sorry, folks. It's a camcorder recording. There's like deep cuts of an old recording. Thank you. Okay, zoom out perspective.
Am I supposed to be scared?
It does have that effect if you're watching this for the first time.
Yeah. Eh?
Is this binaural beats? No, just kidding. Call back to our previous episode. I really found this percussion really interesting. I don't know what you, yeah, like a snare, the tuning of the snare. Okay. Oh, she made a mistake here. She made a mistake in the dance moves, and that's apparently like an actual mistake she made in the music video, and they kept it there.
Will I get that more if I watch side B?
Yeah, you have to watch this. I think it's best if you watch it side B right away after you watch side A.
Okay.
Just pay attention to the details in the music video.
Oh my god. I feel like I'm gonna, you know, take a test. Huh?
Oh, here you go.
Huh? What? Huh?
This is...
Bro, what the? Well, Mr. Woosok Shin, I am confused.
Let's go to side B.
Okay.
Let's just finish the whole thing and we can talk about it.
Okay. Say it out. think about me now, yeah, all the time, yeah, all the time, yeah. I got no time to lose. 내 길었던 하루 안 보고 싶어. 따따따딴 울린 심장. I got nothing to lose.
I feel like there's a lot of cogs and wheels going in Mika's brain. What's happening? To be fair, I was also very confused the first time I watched it.
Does this explain stuff, or like it will leave you more confused?
Actually, I don't know. Like, I don't know how you'll take it. Okay. Let's see to the end. For me, I had to watch it a second time.
Oh. Bro,
is it the year again?
Yeah.
At least I remember the first scene from the first movie.
No, wait. So what's with the deer? Oh.
You remember the first scene from this? First video.
Oh.
Okay, I got chills here. It's the same girl who was taking the camcorder video. Yeah. And she's older now. Okay. I wanna hear your what's your interpretation from just one viewing.
No, I cannot. I feel like I need to watch them again.
The girl who was taking the camcorder video.
Yeah.
Her name is Hisu, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're calling her. And she's the same lady who came in the start of the first video.
Yeah.
And the same lady who came at the end of the second video when she's older. So she's basically digging up like a recording, the old recording.
Yeah.
Of the friends, right? And then basically what happened in between the two videos is that there's a twist where like you don't know whether she is just imagining the friends or not. And then finally towards the end of the second video, she decides to leave those friends behind. So she left them in their like she went on her own in the rain, right? Or she didn't answer the phone when they were calling. And it's basically from what I've gathered from the interwebs.
Yes, we trust.
From just the interwebs.
Yeah.
The name of the girl taking the video is Ban Hisu. Like that's her whole name.
Okay.
And then if you say it quickly enough, it becomes Bunnies. Bunnies. Bunnies, 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 which is the fan club name of NewJeans. So it's basically supposed to represent a fan like following the idols
Oh my gosh.
While she was in high school. And basically her story is like, just like many people, they follow a group in high school, and then they, you know, leave them behind, and they, and then that's the purpose of the guy. Like, the guy is supposed to represent coming of age, you know, you go into a relationship with somebody else other than the idol group, and then now that she's older, she comes back, and then she sees the old, and then basically the message is like, you know, even if you're older, you know, you can still come back to us and all that.
Bro, I thought it was some horror movie.
Okay, that's my first watch interpretation, yeah. Also. Then when I watched it the second time, and then after I read also the comments, I was mind blown.
Yeah, man.
That like, was.
So what's with the deer?
To be honest, I don't know. If I were to give a guess, this probably represents innocence or something like that. Like, I don't know, her childhood or something like that. But yeah, I think I found it pretty interesting because it's basically a lot of what younger stans go through.
Yeah.
Actually, even our friend PDNM Quen, actually pretty similar story, right? Like,
yeah.
Falls in K-pop, then takes a break,
yeah,
and then comes back.
I
thought it was very meaningful. Like, it could apply to like anybody. Like, interesting message. Even if the lyrics of the song are very like sort of like high school romance with the added layer of the music video and all,
yeah,
that gives it like another meaning. So
how does that relate to the song?
The explanation of the group is that ditto, like the word that she say when you say like, oh, same, right? Like ditto, me too, right? So I think what they're trying to go after is that sort of feeling where you're like, you know, when you follow an idol group, like you feel like you're with them, you're like, oh, let's go watch a movie, let's go get snacks, me too, me too. Apparently that doesn't last, but they hope it will when you come back. So
interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting. It still fits with the whole larger retro theme, because they use the whole retro, you know, VHS, because it saves camcorders, you know, even the editing and all that gives a very like retro feel.
Yeah.
Commitment to the whole concept.
Yeah.
Even to the larger concept of the group.
Interesting play with the bunnies.
And there's actually another layer to that, which I'll share at the end of this episode. But first, I just wanted to slot in an Imogen service announcement.
Yeah. Let's go.
So one of the members of the group, Hani, who's like a Vietnamese Australian, she went on Imogen service. All of the songs that she sang, plus the song that she sang with Imogen, which is Lucky. I would definitely recommend to listen to her. Her voice is very like very R&B, and yeah, I wanted to share a song, one of those covers that she did, TR&B song called Water by Cold. And so the interesting thing about this particular version, which I'm going to share, is that it's not actually the actual cover itself. So there's this YouTube channel, Ryan. He basically gets the original and then stitches it with the cover. So you can hear both of them. And it's like they're doing a duet.
Let's go.
We're not sponsored by Grab.
Yeah, I was gonna. Sorry.
It's like the version that he added of that song was with the band also.
You know, sometimes Cold does Twitter spaces or like Sunday jazz, and I just listen. I love Cold.
Like, he just plays jazz music in the Twitter space.
Vibe.
Oh yeah, Waruru is like it's like an onomatopoeia of when your heart breaks, right? Like, it's like a heartbreak song.
You said she's Vietnamese Australian?
Yeah.
So she's not Korean at all?
I don't think so. Her last name is Hani Fan, yeah. She does the low notes pretty well.
I like that part.
A day without you, I don't even want to imagine. Really a heartbreak song.